We should elope. That's what he said to me. We should elope. And so I say, naturally, say more. He says, well, we should elope because then we won't need to have a wedding. And I said, this is a good idea. This is what we should do. And in 2011, I eloped. And I don't know if anyone here has eloped, but it's the kind of thing that can upset one's parents. And so to make sure that we sustained relationships for the rest of our lives, we decided to have a big one-year anniversary in which we invited our family members and friends to celebrate our union. And so I decided that it was really important for me to do something special with each one of my parents on this day. And I was talking to my then-husband, who I had just married, and I said, you know, I think that I should do something really exciting with my dad. We should like, do something. Like, maybe we should learn how to beatbox, and then when he's giving his speech, we could like, do this beatboxing thing. And he was like, no, that is a horrible idea. And he made a suggestion, and so I call my dad, and I say, you know, we're planning this event, and I had this idea that maybe you and I could do a breakout dance. And I don't know if anyone here knows what a breakout dance is, but you have this first, it's at the end. You start a song, and a lot of times it happens at weddings, and it's like a father-daughter thing, and you start a song, and it's slow, and it's, you know, everyone is crying, and then in the middle of the song, it skips to something much more upbeat, and it's usually choreographed. And so I call my father, and I say, I really want to do a breakout dance. I want to learn, like, a song with you, and we should dance in front of everyone. It would be really fun. And my dad says, great, let's absolutely do that. And so I invite my dad over it was like 3 days before the wedding, and I said, we should like figure out what we're gonna do here. So we're on YouTube and we're looking at different music videos and songs. And so we stumble upon a song by the very famous rapper Soulja Boy. And I play the video and it starts and it's like, you, and they go into this dance. And my dad is like, no, that's it, right there. We're doing that one. And so the thing about my father that is really awesome is that he is a instructor. He works at the gym and he does something called body pump. And it's kind of like a music video. It's all choreographed weight things. He can be seen lifting weights in front of posters of himself. He likes this kind of stuff. And so we play this, and he's like, we just need to watch it, and then we can learn how to do it, and you just do what they're doing. So we play this video, like, twice, and my dad has got it, and I do not. I'm like, so I think this is actually a bad idea. This is really fun. I'm glad we had this experience together. I don't think that we should do this in front of all of these people. And my father's like, no, you made a commitment to me. We're going to do this breakout dance, you know, like, you said that you were going to do it, and I was like, I don't know. So over the next 2 days, we spent approximately 10 hours practicing this dance until I felt like I had it down. And, you know, and then the other side of that was, like, splicing this track together. So the first part of this was Child of Mine, which is by Carole King, and it's this really slow song. She's like playing the piano, and then it skips to Soulja Boy, so we had to like kind of put it all together. And this was a really great learning experience for me because it taught me a couple of things. One is that if I tell my dad I'm going to do something, I should probably think it through a little bit better than I did for this because he's going to hold me to it. And I think a lot of my work ethic as an adult has come from having a parent that, you know, just believe that, you know, your word is really important, and that you can also probably learn things that you didn't think that you could learn with a little bit of hard work. And so we do this breakout dance, and I have to say that I don't know, you know, as an adult and as your parents get older, you start to think back on these memories that you have with them, and I don't know that I will ever forget the moment that Carole King switched to Soulja Boy, and we had this moment where we danced, because it was probably the greatest learning experience of my life. I'm not going to show you, but my name is Jenna Shaw. It's on YouTube. So...